From NPR News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Shear. General David Petraeus told a Middle East security summit today he believes concern over Iran's regional ambitions has improved Arab cooperation in recent years, and it's important those efforts continue. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Bahrain.
General Petraeus told a conference sponsored by the International Institute for Strategic Studies that while he used to get a sometimes distant reception from Mideast leaders, recently the welcome has grown much warmer. That's thanks to regional fears over Iran's nuclear program. Petraeus said another thing that's changed has been the significant arms buildup in the Persian Gulf. He cited the United Arab Emirates with $9 billion in military purchases from the U.S. alone.
The fact is that because of those purchases, the Emirati Air Force itself could take out the entire Iranian Air Force, I believe.
Iran insists its nuclear program is for peaceful uses, and the Obama administration says engagement with Tehran is still the preferred option. But new sanctions are also being sought. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Bahrain.
The fourth largest city in the U.S. has elected its first openly gay mayor. Anise Parker will lead Houston after winning a tight runoff election Saturday. From member station KUHF in Houston, Jack Williams reports.
Parker has spent a dozen years in city politics and will now lead as one of the few openly gay mayors in the U.S. Alongside her longtime partner and three children, Parker celebrated with her supporters and a little bit of humor.
I am proud, very proud, to have been elected the first. The very first graduate of Rice University to be mayor of Houston.
Parker has always been open about her sexuality, and the issue didn't play a big part in her or opponent Gene Locke's campaigns. Parker will be the city's second female mayor. She spent the last 6 years as Houston's chief financial officer. For NPR News, I'm Jack Williams in Houston.
President Obama's top economic advisor says getting people back to work should be priority number one. Lawrence Summers says only then can the Obama administration begin working to reduce the deficit. Summers also told ABC key indicators show the economy is beginning to rebound.
First, GDP goes up. That's happened. Then hours that are worked by workers who already have jobs go up. That's starting to happen. Then employment goes up. We got very close to that this year, this month, with only 11,000 jobs lost. And then unemployment starts to come down.
Summers' comments come as the Senate prepares to vote today on a $1.1 trillion spending bill that includes money to fund Medicare and Medicaid and run much of the government. The Senate today also is expected to approve nearly $1.5 billion a year in non-military aid for Pakistan. The aid will focus on electricity and water. This is NPR News. The Kremlin says President Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev are making substantial progress in negotiating a pact to replace the expired Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty. The treaty, known as START, expired earlier this month and set out to reduce each side's nuclear arsenal. The Kremlin statement calls a new treaty of vital importance for strategic stability in the world. The president of the separatist Georgian Republic of Abkhazia has won a second term in the region's first election since Russia recognized it as an independent state last year. Peter Van Dyke reports from Moscow.
Abkhazia's Central Election Commission said President Sergei Bagapsh won 59% of the vote, with his former vice president Raul Kajimba trailing with 15% of the vote. Kajimba stepped down in May, accusing Bagapsh of allowing Russia too much influence. He complained of fraud and said he might challenge the result. Georgia declared Saturday's elections illegitimate, but Russian observers said they were free and transparent. The elections were the first since Moscow recognized Abkhazia as independent following the August 2008 war with Georgia over another separatist region, South Ossetia. All five candidates supported strong ties with Russia, which ensures Abkhazia's security and provides much of the government budget. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
In his first overnight stay in Afghanistan, British Prime Minister Gordon Brown worked to smooth relations with Afghan President Hamid Karzai. Brown had criticized the Afghan leader for government corruption. In spite of British opposition to the war, Brown says he's sending at least 500 more troops to battle the Taliban insurgency, stabilize the nation, and prevent terrorists from staging attacks. Rebecca Shear, NPR News in Washington.